It's Tuesday, September 23, 2025.
This treaty will help enhance the health and resilience of the ocean beyond national jurisdiction.
Historic UN treaty protecting the high seas comes into force. Coral reefs won't survive a warming planet, study warns. Plus,
the EPA and the Trump administration can't repeal the laws of physics.
But they tried. The Energy Department's Climate Science Deniers Group has been disbanded.
That sounds like good news.
It is.
Are you okay? All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The oceans beyond national boundaries is the world's largest crime scene.
Yeah, I don't think that guy has ever been to the Trump White House. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, well, I hear you got a boatload of news for the oceans.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, what do you got for us, Des?
Well, first up, the oceans absorb most of the heat trapped in the atmosphere by humanity's emissions of greenhouse gases. And over the last several years, ocean temperatures have hit record levels. Now, a new study concludes that if global temperatures continue rising, virtually all of the coral reefs in the Atlantic Ocean will stop growing and will likely not survive a warmer planet.
That sounds like very bad news.
It is. The comprehensive analysis of more than 400 existing coral reefs across the Atlantic Ocean found that many corals are already stressed and dying. The researchers project that even under optimistic scenarios, more than 70% of the Atlantic's coral reefs will begin dying by 2040. If global temperatures exceed 2 degrees Celsius of warming above pre-industrial levels, they project that 99% of corals in the Atlantic will die off by 2100, leaving shorelines and marine ecosystems vulnerable.
So why is that a problem if the coral reefs die?
Well, coral reefs support a quarter of all marine life and are critical fisheries that provide food for millions of people worldwide.
So we kill the ocean food supply, and then we kill the human food supply along with it.
Kind of like that, yes.
Well, that sounds like a problem.
A different study warns that rising ocean temperatures are already seriously impacting a key species of microscopic phytoplankton. Prochlorococcus is a keystone species that forms the basis of the marine food web and generates about 20% of the planet's oxygen. The researchers project that the species could shrink by as much as half as tropical ocean waters heat up over coming decades, with broad risks for biodiversity and fisheries upon which billions of people rely.
Even I'm not going to bother to ask why it's a problem if we lose Earth's oxygen.
Here in the U.S., scientists at the EPA's Office of Water have reportedly been ordered to halt the publication of all research studies until they undergo a new review process mandated by political appointees, raising concerns about public health and the impact on ongoing research. But some better news.
Good.
The Trump administration has quietly dissolved the so-called Climate Working Group, that panel of 5 prominent climate science deniers who wrote a widely debunked report attempting to cast doubt on climate science. It was intended to justify the Trump EPA repealing its own scientific determination that greenhouse gases endanger human health by causing global warming. It's intended to weaken the legal foundation of U.S. climate regulations. The Energy Department dissolved the group after mainstream climate scientists submitted hundreds of pages of public comments shredding the denier's report, and after environmental groups filed lawsuits alleging the group's formation violated federal laws.
So they created the group long enough to say, oh, climate change doesn't exist, and then they made the group not exist anymore.
Yep.
Mission accomplished.
Finally, some very good news. The first ever global pact to protect marine life in the high seas is now international law after being ratified by 60 member countries. Decades in the making, the UN Treaty on the High Seas begins the process of placing international waters into marine protected areas. The treaty covers more than two-thirds of the ocean outside of countries' exclusive economic zones and sets binding rules goals for conservation and sustainability of fisheries and marine biodiversity to counter growing threats from overfishing, pollution, deep sea mining, and the impacts of warming oceans on marine life. Here's Johan Bergenaas of the World Wildlife Fund.
The oceans beyond national boundaries is the world's largest crime scene. When you do not have established governance and management rules, countries, private sector, illegal actors take advantage of the global commons.
The Biden administration signed off on the treaty, but the second Trump administration is unlikely to ratify it.
Imagine that. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent, la mer.